Welcome back to Rochester Steaks. I'm John Gehring, and we've talked with this gentleman before, Tony Wexler, who is an area coach here in Rochester. But we're also bringing on another special guest, Janelle Otto, too, who's a coach and an author of the book You Are Your Own Lighthouse, which you can find anywhere you purchase books, such as Amazon. Great holiday gift, potentially, too. The holidays are a joyous time of year, a joyous occasion that many of us enjoy celebrating, and they mean different things to different people, but we're also going to talk about the other side of the holidays. And that's what Tony and Janelle recently did a workshop on here locally last week. So, Tony, Janelle, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Rochester Speaks.
Well, thanks, John. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Tony, what was the inspiration behind this workshop as we talk about the difficult side for people of the holidays?
Well, John, I'd say Janelle and I are in a mastermind group together. We have one of the same mentors, and we were having a discussion because we are both people that have gone through divorce and just how difficult it is for people that are either divorced, newly single, or even the empty nesters out there whose children have grown up and they've left the house. Someone just having not all of the same people around that table during the holiday season. So this was a little bit before Thanksgiving, and we decided, let's throw this together. Let's have a session where people can come and talk about this and ask questions, and we can provide some support for them because it's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, and it can be difficult. What are your thoughts on that, Janelle?
Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah, I'm going on 5 years of going through holidays, and every year has been different. When I got divorced, my daughters were pretty much adults. So I literally went from having a family all intact to them going off and doing their own thing. And I realized that not everybody understands how to get through this. And Tony and I've had this discussion before, and I thought, this is a fantastic idea. So we went for it.
It was a cool session, and I'm sure resonated with a lot of people who attended. What would you say? Well, let's start with Janelle and go to Tony after that. What would you say most resonated? What points did you make that really most resonated with the audience who was there?
I think it had to do with the children and how to handle the children. Children are at different ages. They understand what's going on. My girls knew what was going on, whereas some of the younger ones may not understand. And they feel that even though you're the ones, you think that just you as the parent are the only one going through this, the children are too. And to have that understanding with them, especially during this time, and give them a little grace along with yourself. And understand that even though Christmas comes on a certain day, maybe you need to have it on a different day. For the last 5 years, I didn't celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day except for last year, and that's because my granddaughter was there, and that's the only time we really celebrated was because my granddaughter was there, and the other families were gone already because of where we're at, they're military based, and they all took off and did their own thing. So I was fortunate enough to be with my daughter, son-in-laws, and my granddaughter for Christmas. But for the most part, I would have it early in December, and I was okay with that. And then I created my own holiday, when they were gone and doing their own thing with other family members on Christmas Day. So, Tony, what do you think?
I also found it interesting that we talked about different holiday traditions because our traditions are kind of what make the holiday and the memories of holidays past. And when you go through a divorce or separation or again, empty nesting, there are people that won't be at that table and there are traditions that you're not going to be able to follow. And just like you said, Janelle, sometimes you have to celebrate Christmas on a different day. Like I've always had my kids on Christmas morning. We've always opened the presents Christmas morning, but on Christmas Eve, we always went over to my sister and brother-in-law's and we had that over there. We had like where we'd exchange family gifts. Well, that part of it had changed. So I had to find something else to do on Christmas Eve. Fortunately, I belonged to a church where I was able to get involved in the choir, and they had like 5-6 services going on all day long on Christmas Eve. So I basically created a new tradition. So it's part of being creative, turning your obstacles into opportunities. See, instead of saying we have a problem or focusing on the problem, I like to take a step back, and I teach all my clients this: focus on the solution instead. You know, you can't help the fact that Christmas is going to be different, or Thanksgiving or Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. You can't help that. But what you can help is how you react to it and the changes that you implement. So if that's implementing a new tradition, doing something totally different that's totally fun, but at the same time, maybe keeping some of the old traditions too, because there's nothing wrong with keeping those into your holiday mix.
So let's talk about that first year, because Janelle, you mentioned it's been about 5 years. Tony, you went multiple years too. So that first year, that maybe that's after a divorce, maybe someone in your family passes away who was you're really close to, maybe you become an empty nester for the first time. What is the key for any listeners who may be in that boat? You've never been through a holiday season before without this person or these people. What is the key to surviving that?
I would say, really giving yourself grace, allowing those feelings that come up, allowing them to come through. If you need to just be sad, allow yourself to be sad. You can just sitting with those feelings and processing them will help you get through them faster than if you just take them and shove them down. I would do that for years. I would just shove those feelings down. And now that I've learned that I don't have to hang on to them, they're not a prize. I can let go, let them go. And I am just, I'm so much lighter. I think that is probably one of the biggest things, is to just allow that to happen. Just, you know, accept that those feelings have came up, and that you are in that situation. There's a saying, it is what it is. Well, I have changed it to it is as it is, because it is as it is right now. That doesn't mean it's going to be that way next year. If you say it is what it is, that means it's going to stay that way for a lot longer. So just say it is as it is today, and it's one day. And literally, you just take it one day at a time and go from there.
That's really good. Thank you for that, Janelle. That's awesome. Tony, how about you with that first year? What was that like for you?
It was definitely different. Now, I had my kids with me, but having to share them, I think that was the hardest thing. So, you know, in comparing that to someone who has actually lost someone from the tables, I was trying to work out sharing my kids. And they were older at the time. They were in their late teens when I was going through this. So I still was able to see them Christmas morning. We opened up our presents just like normal, and it was the same way. Like for Thanksgiving, they ended up going over to their grandparents' house and having a Thanksgiving dinner there. And I just kind of, I did my own thing. And that was a little more difficult, I think, because when I was just sitting there by myself. But I just realized that, you know, I want to put the kids first. And I think that's something that when you go through a divorce, you have to realize that, you know, you have two other people or three or however many children you have, right? You have other people that are involved in this. They're feeling the grief too. And you have to acknowledge that. So it's okay sometimes to think of yourself, but at the same time, you do have to think about them and what they're going through and be willing to make those sacrifices. And I think when you give, the more you give, the more that comes back to you, the more you're blessed in return for your giving and your being willing to share them, and making sure that their holidays are less disruptive as maybe, and maybe yours are, because you're going to make the sacrifice for them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. And Janelle, you've talked a lot about, you know, being single and enjoying that and being your own lighthouse in your book. You are your own lighthouse. How did your, you know, past influence the writing of that book? And then what sorts of things in that book can we expect to take away and potentially even use as some tips to help us through the holiday season?
So my book came about, it was September of 2020. I got injured at work and I found myself at home basically, I still was dealing with the loss of my marriage, and I was going through a breakup. So I was dealing with all of these emotions. And I realized when you're going through so much pain, a lot of times you're just focused on that pain. And sometimes we just need those ideas from, you know, what else can I do? What can I do to feel better? What can I do? I'm just mad. What can I do to get rid of this frustration? And it's not a book that you read front to back. It's one that you just say, this is how I'm feeling, or, you know, what do I do? And it gives you a list of different ideas to go through and why they would work. So like I have working out in there probably under every chapter, because when you're just angry and you want to get that frustration out, you may need to go for just a hard run or go find a punching bag and beat the crap out of it. Whereas if you just want to relax, maybe you need to do some yoga and do something a little more relaxing, or go for a nice stroll and be in nature. So using that, especially during this time, helps guide you, especially when you're home alone without the children. They may be with your ex or doing something, and you're like, oh, they're out doing, you know, watching the lights, and I'm here by myself. Find something in there that you can, that will help you go through those emotions. And there's in there, you know, go out and go to a new town, go visit a new place. Maybe they're out watching, doing the, checking out lights. Go look at the lights yourself, you know, go to another town and explore their lights. Go, Zooboo. I don't know if everybody has a Zooboo or, you know, do and check out their lights or find something. There's this time of year, there's all kinds of activities and find something to do. And journaling really helps get those emotions out also, because you don't realize that they're in there, especially once you start writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. And so this is a question for both of you as we wrap up our time here, because I know that you're not alone through this whole process. You may feel like you're alone. You may not be without that person that you're used to being with during the holidays, but you're not alone. So let's start with Tony. When is a good time for someone? How do they know that maybe they should either just pick up a book like You Are Your Own Lighthouse, or, you know, get in the presence of others? But when is the right time that beyond that they should go out and seek a coach like you or Janelle to work through some of these things during the holiday season?
I would say that if you really start to feel overwhelmed with the situation, and where it's something that you just feel like it would help to talk it out. Now, a lot of times just picking up the phone and talking to a friend will do that. But then again, we have friends that are, you know, they mean well, but they're going to give you all kinds of really, really bad advice. I had a few friends that did that, and everyone experiences that. So I think having someone who is a professional and knows how to listen. And like in my case, I have what's called the investigator's edge, because I was an investigator for over 20 years before I became a speaker, trainer, coach. And I try to look for those things that people kind of miss when they're telling me about their situation. So that's where, you know, I can help out. And you know what? Don't worry about, you know, having to make an investment or anything like that, because it just reach out. I will talk to anybody if they're struggling during the holidays. You know, I'm sure Janelle, it will be the same thing. You know, we're not going to give you some sales pitch or anything like that to try to get you to buy coaching, because really nobody buys coaching, right? What they're investing in is the result at the end of their journey. So, but just to talk to somebody, I mean, I my mission really is to help people, and to, when it comes to the holiday season, to help people to go through this, because Janelle and I have both been through it. We know it's not easy, but we know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I think when we focus on the light, and we focus on where we're going and not where we've been, that is what will truly help us to make it through that journey.
Yeah. And Janelle, you're a coach as well, so we'd love your thoughts on that too.
Yeah. When I was going through that difficult time, I went both to a counselor and a coach, and I did both. And with therapists, they tend to work on your past. and work through those things with the past. Whereas a coach is going to, they might touch on your past, but they're going to go, this is where you're at. Where do you want to go? And help catapult you there and get you to that point. And it was actually the coach that helped me release a lot of the frustration and anger I was feeling. I mean, it was still there, but it was like, by the time I was done, it was 40 minutes of me just ugly crying. And I tell you what, it was like something had released. So it was, and she got me through, the coach got me further than the therapist did. Not saying that I did not learn things from the therapist. So, but coaching can really help get you looking past that cloud and going, what's next for me? What else can I do with my life? Where else can I go? Because when you lose that relationship, there is a void in your life that used to be there that's no longer there. You got to fill it somehow. You can either fill it with something good or you can possibly fill it with something bad. In the past, I've had things happen. I've filled it with things that were not so good. And this one, I totally did a complete 180 and I did something where I just filled myself with nothing but good. And it's led me on an amazing journey. And I have got some of the most amazing friends from it. So coaching can really get you into a whole new life and get your path kind of cleared out. So,
yeah. And so, Janelle, what would be the best way if somebody's interested in talking with you and learning more about what you do as a coach to get in touch?
I actually have a website. So it's JanelleOtto.com, JanelleOtto. And then I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn. You go ahead and reach me. Just Google my name and I'll pop up in all the different social media. So,
And Tony, same question to you. I know you're a coach as well.
Yes, TonyWCoaching.com is my website, and you can even find a link in there to my podcast, which is called Strive to Thrive, the Purposely Positive Podcast, all about bringing positive content into the world, a lot of self-development, a lot of great topics. I got over 200 episodes, so if you want to check more of me out, you can find me there, Strive to Thrive, Purposely Positive Podcast, or do exactly what Janelle said, Google my name, and I have Tony Wechsler, WECHSLER. So it's kind of a longer, uncommon name. So you look me up on Google and I'll probably be the only one. Although there is a Tony with an I and it's a female and she's a fertility expert. That's not me. Follow me on Facebook because I'm always posting all kinds of trying to get inspirational things out there. And I'm really super excited about the new year because I'm starting a new group, Breaking the Resolution Cycle, 90 Days to Sustainable Success. And it's going to start with a free, yes, free, folks, a free goal-setting workshop. And we're going to take it from there because we want to make 2025 an amazing year.
Tony Wechsler, Janelle Otto, talking about surviving the holidays, especially if this is maybe the first year without someone special. Thank the both of you for coming on here this morning, and happy holidays to you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.